Jonathan Darcy's online. In fact, he's rung us. He said, hang on a sec, I want to get on here. I want to be a part of Racing HQ. Morning to you, Jonathan.
It's the only way I can get any credence at home.
Hey, Jonathan, the chairman's sale, can you explain it to our listeners? This is a first for Inglis. So can you explain what the concept's all about?
Look, certainly, Andrew. There's two parts of it. The first part is what we call the Racing Prospects Sale, which will be held on the 30th, so next Thursday night, here at Newmarket. And what we're trying to do is give buyers the opportunity to buy into horses that are already racing, already on the track, and predominantly aimed at racing over the next few weeks. So we've got some very nice entries at the moment. It was always going to be a small and select catalogue, but already we've got a horse like Chance to Dance, Lloyd Williams' horse, who he's prepared to sell prior to the Sydney Cup. Now,
okay,
he's got a run.
So can I clarify then, because this is what I was trying to get my head around. So I've just told our listeners the Chance to Dance for Lloyd Williams is being set towards the Sydney Cup. It's got 51.5. Okay,
correct.
So the horse, what happens next Thursday night with Chance to Dance?
So Lloyd and Nick have said that they are happy for the horse to be sold, and he will start if the successful purchaser wants to continue on to the Sydney Cup, which I think you would. It's obviously a very very rich race, and he's got a run in it. They're prepared to allow Rob Hickmont to continue training the horse. So I think it's an outstanding opportunity. I mean, the horse has got great form. He drops, I think, 7 kilos on his Adelaide Cup run. So he's a proven 2 miler. He ran fourth in the Adelaide Cup. Gets in, you know, very well at the weights, and so it's an opportunity. We've already fielded several phone calls from interested parties, both here and in New Zealand, because he's the ideal sort of horse for those mile and a half, 2 mile races.
Okay, so the names that I don't know whether you've got them in front of you, but there's other horses that are going to be sold through this sale next Thursday that people are just going to go, really?
Well, that's right. I mean, as I said, It's something very new, and we wanted to keep it select. Yeah. And so we're going to have somewhere between 5 and 10 horses to offer. Now, Chance to Dance, we're selling 100% of him, so the whole horse. The same with Eden Rock, who is obviously a very exciting 2-year-old. Now, Eden Rock isn't going to be running. I mean, I know some people thought he was being aimed at the Sire's Produce. They've just given him a bit of a let-up, but his form around Single Bullet, around some of the better 2-year-olds this season, is outstanding.
Yeah.
So he's a horse that we're promoting to buyers both here in Australia and also in Hong Kong, because he's a perfect horse for either of those two markets. So he's another one who's being sold 100%. And then you've got horses like Man From U.N.C.L.E., already a group winner for Anthony Cummings, very good 3-year-old, who we saw early in the autumn carnival being quite dominant. Now, spoke to Anthony last week. Obviously, you know, there's going to be about 25 or 30% of him offered. Now, Anthony said he's just not handling the wet tracks at the moment, so he's just having a bit of a let up, but he'll still be offered. So there'll be the opportunity to buy in to Man From U.N.C.L.E., who's going to be aimed at the spring down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
We've also got about 20% of Mo Queen, who is being aimed at a couple of races in the coming weeks. So Mo Queen will have, it'll be 20%. So the ability for people to buy into a horse that's really going to be returning prize money in the next couple of weeks. As we all know, there's a waiting game when you buy a yearling or buy into a young horse. You've got to break them in and get them onto the track and trial and ready. So this is the opportunity for people to buy into a horse that you're going to see on the racetrack in some cases a couple of days later.
Yeah, no, it's a great concept, and we'll talk more about it. There's times for people to is nominations for different sales also closing?
Yeah, look, obviously the chairman's sale for Racing Prospects closes this coming Monday, because the sale's being held on Thursday night.
Yep.
The chairman's sale for the Breeding Prospects, the catalogue's already out. People will be receiving that in the mail in the next day or two. So we've got about 89 catalogued there, and already a couple of wild cards. And as you know, most of your listeners would be aware, Andrew, it's just an outstanding catalogue. We've got about 25 weanlings. We've got mares of the race fillies of the quality of Heatherly, Creativity won yesterday down in Melbourne. We've got some very nice horses. French Fern is one of the wild card entries. So it's a catalogue that we put together because we've got a lot of interstate and overseas clients here in town for the yearling sale.
Yeah.
And we just thought it'd be great to put in front of that sort of clientele, a group of elite breeding prospects, be the foals or race fillies or brood mares. So it's once again a very select catalogue, but that top end of the market's never been stronger. So we're really looking forward to the inaugural chairman's sale. It's going to be an exciting couple of weeks here in Sydney.
It will be for sure as we head into the famous Easter sale as well. Hey, Jonathan, thank you for explaining it. I wanted to get my head around it, and you've done that this morning, and we look forward to watching the chairman's sale, the first one, this time next week.
Absolutely, Andrew. It's a concept that's going to grow and grow, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to benefit from it.
Now, people are used to me running late, and Lance O'Sullivan is on the line, but I've got to ask you about one, because I got a text yesterday from Inglis. There's a famous Hossamore that's going to go through the Easter sale.
Lot 178, Andrew. I've got to tell you, you should be keeping a close eye on who buys it, or perhaps you can even buy it yourself.
Well, I was tipped off a couple of weeks ago, and then our good mate Duffacy mentioned it across the... we're having tea last Friday night, and he mentioned it, and then you did yesterday as well. I thought, this must be going all right.
I'll be very honest with you. He is an absolutely outstanding colt. Mm. He's got almost as good a head as you, Andrew. He's got a lot of quality.
He's in a bit of problem if he's got a head like me.
He's by Medaglia d'Oro, so you know he really was one of the nicest yearlings. We've had some agents and trainers with us this week up in the Hunter Valley for 3 days. We've looked at about 300 yearlings, and a lot of people would have thought he was one of the top rated horses all week. So it's going to be great to see him go through lot 178. He'll be nice and early on Wednesday morning here at Newmarket. So anyone who's thinking of coming out, keep an eye on lot 178.
Yeah, no, we look forward to seeing. All right, thanks a lot, mate. We'll see you over the next few days.
Cheers, Andrew.